Kick-Ass Vets, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. This is episode 6 of Kick-Ass Vets podcast. These are tips to be a kick-ass mentor. So as vets, most of us in our careers are going to end up as mentors, whether we want to or not, whether we are a willing participant in a mentorship program, or whether you're just working in a vet and you get to quote unquote mentor the new vet, which actually means you're training the new vet, you're going to be in a mentorship position at some point. And since so many vets leave the profession so early in their career, someone with 5 years experience, 10 years experience is very, very experienced and often a senior or a lead vet. And often, even if you only have 1 or 2 or 3 years experience, you're mentoring new grads. And that can be in the form of training. So it's really important whether or not you're entering this mentorship willingly and happily, or whether you kind of have just been thrown into it because of the way that your clinic dynamic has worked out. You want to be the best possible mentor you can be. You want to do right by your mentee. You want to give them the best possible start because you want them to love their career. You don't want them to not like it. So this podcast is all about tips to be the best possible mentor that you can. The first tip is to ask about your mentee's expectations. Ask them what they want out of that year. What do they want out of the relationship? What do they want out of you? Do they want someone that's going to be micromanaging and being really involved? Or do they want someone that they can just come to and ask for help once in a while? And also ask them their expectations of themselves. And that leads us into the second point, which is helping your mentee determine and set SMART goals. So specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timed goals. And you'll hear this over and over again, but you know, a goal without a plan is just a dream. So help them set SMART goals, help them figure out how it's going to be measured. And if you look at the blogs, there are contracts and progress assessment sheets that you can download for free that will help you create that timeline and create those goals and how to measure progress of them. The next thing you want to do that's really, and it's really important for mentors, is you want to set the code of conduct, set some rules for your contact and your involvement with your mentee. You know, some mentorship relationships are call me anytime about anything. You know, you're happy to take phone calls in the middle of the night if the mentee is having a complete mental breakdown. You're happy to come in on your days off and help them through surgeries. And that's great if that's who you are. But if you don't want to be that person, that's okay. And then you need to set those limits with your mentor. You can have a relationship where you say, you know, we are going to discuss work-related topics only and only when we're at work. Or you can have a relationship where, you know, you only have mentorship mentee conversations at set meetings and times, but in between those meeting times, there's not going to be that dynamic. If you're someone that's kind of dumped into the role, you might be struggling on your own. Your boss might not even know that, but you might be on the edge of leading the profession. You might be fighting your own demons, and to add the stress of then fostering and nurturing and taking on the stress and training of another person might just be too much. And some mentees are going to be emotional leeches. Some mentees are going to try to suck you dry. They will call you every moment of the day. And you need to be able to protect yourself from those types of parasitic relationships. Figure out what you can handle. Figure out what you can give of yourself. And then set those rules and set those limits around your contact. And that's part of that contract. It's also to protect you as a mentor, not only to establish what the mentee is going to put in, but what you as the mentor is going to put in. The next tip is to set a schedule. So to be both you accountable to your mentee and to make sure that your mentee is accountable to themselves and to you so that you're not wasting your time, make sure you set a schedule and a time frame for your mentee to complete any self-assessments and when you're going to meet so that everyone can progress and, you know, move forward in the expected and desirable rate. The next big thing to being a mentor is to just listen. The first thing that you ever want to do as a mentor is to listen to your mentee, listen to the person that you're talking to. Every person is different. Everyone has different goals, has a different process of learning, different rate at which they're going to progress. And also, they're going to find different parts of the career challenging, and it might be completely different from what you find difficult. You might be super comfortable talking to clients and have no issues walking in and dealing with all these weird scenarios that we get put in as a vet, but you might struggle with the surgery aspect, so your mentorship might naturally trend to trying to help them in their surgery component because you might feel that's where they need help, but they might be fine with surgery. Maybe they did, you know, tons of experience with shelters, they're really confident with surgery, but they suck at talking to people. Listen to them, listen to what's important and what their challenges are, what their fears are, what their difficulties are. Ask open-ended questions in your session. Say, you know, what are you finding that's going well? What are you finding challenging? And always ask, are you okay? By listening and asking these open-ended questions, you're going to be able to better help your mentee in the areas that they need and not in the areas that you think they need. The next thing that's really important is to be positive, especially in the veterinary industry where so many of us, so many vets are, you know, jaded with the profession, dissatisfied with the profession. We don't want to put that any of those negative feelings onto that mentee. We want them to have their own ideas and feelings without our negative impulses and our negative experiences tainting their excitement and their enjoyment. So try really hard to make sure that you're not putting any of your preconceived negative feelings or emotions into what you are telling your mentee. Also, positive and constructive criticism. You don't want to go into your meetings and say, hey, you suck. You want to say, hey, you're doing well with this. However, in this area, you're lacking in this specific way, and you can improve by doing X, Y, and Z. You want to be positive and constructive with your criticism. You don't want to have negative criticism. The next really important thing is to be honest. You are not a cheerleader. You are not someone that's there to just tell them they're doing a great job. And if you are blindly just saying you're doing a great job, you're doing a huge disservice to that mentee. They're there to learn. They're there to grow. If you're not honest with them and pointing out mistakes and pointing out where areas where they can improve, you're not just not progressing them. You're holding them back from growth. It is your job as a mentor to be honest and to have conversations about medical mistakes and what can be learned from those mistakes. Don't just, you know, if you feel you don't want to make them feel bad, so you're not going to talk to them about areas where they can improve. You really want to push that envelope and once again talk about it in a constructive way. We're going to have blogs on how to have M&M rounds and how to discuss medical mistakes constructively. So if you're a mentor, I strongly recommend checking out that blog, podcast, that sort of thing. The next big point is to not micromanage. Mentoring is giving people the tools and the information they need so that they can grow and become independent. If you micromanage every case and never let them do their own thing, never let them put their own thoughts into it, never let them put their own ideas, what they've learned, not only are you stagnating the progression of medicine in your clinic, because as a new grad, they have new ideas that your clinic needs infused into it, but you're not allowing them to grow or become independent. Everyone needs the chance to fly. And yes, that means that sometimes we're going to fall, but that's how you learn. So it's really important to be there when they need you, but not to micromanage every little bit. And every mentee is going to be different in terms of how much care and how much micromanagement they need, but really try as best as you can to let them fly and let them grow. The next big thing is to deliver on promises. people that are fragile emotionally, which, let's be honest, most new grads are terrified out of their wits. They feel overwhelmed, they feel out of place, and they feel like they don't belong. They are emotionally vulnerable beyond belief. If you promise something to them, just like a client, you need to uphold your end of that agreement and you need to deliver on those promises. If you said that you would scrub into every surgery with them for the first week, do it. Do every single surgery, no matter if it's a cat neuter, scrub in with them and make sure you're there. Make sure you're delivering on promises so that they know that they can trust you. They know that you are there for them. And you can always reevaluate. So if you say, you know, call me anytime, and then they become that emotional leech, then you need to sit down, have a conversation and say, okay, I can't have you calling me in the middle of the night. But if you've said, call me anytime, make sure you're answering your phone for them, because otherwise you're not delivering on that promise that you made and they're going to feel betrayed. And that's going to take a huge step back in the progression of their progress as a vet. The last big thing to chat about isn't so much about being a good mentor, but being about protecting yourself as a mentor. As I said, a lot of times you get thrown into this quote unquote mentorship position, which actually means that you're just training the new grad. Training is hard. It takes time. It takes energy. It takes effort. And I've been in a lot of clinics and I haven't seen a lot of clinics where that training is compensated by, you know, you seeing less consults or having to do less surgeries. Usually that quote unquote mentorship or training is an added responsibility and duty on top of your normal job. And that means that you should be compensated for that. Training is a bigger responsibility and it takes energy and time and is a valuable thing to your clinic. So if you're an associate vet and you find yourself in a situation where you're quote unquote mentoring or training a new grad, make sure you talk to your boss, have a performance review, and say, my responsibilities have changed, and ask for a raise on that. You know, and business owners might say, well, you know, I'm not getting paid to train them, so why should my associate vet get paid? Well, first of all, you are getting paid as a business owner because you're paying that new grad a lower salary for training purposes, because it's taking your time. And also, as a business owner, training is an investment. So if you spend time and take your time out of your day to train and mentor that new grad appropriately, they will then make money for your business and you will ultimately benefit from that. So business owners are being paid for training because of those two concepts. So in reality, as an associate, you should be talking to your boss about whether or not you should be compensated for that mentorship. So, you know, as we mentioned, just to sum up, you basically, as a mentor, you want to do the best you can. You want to be honest. You want to really try to help the mentor progress to be the best that they can. And even as a mentor, you want to advocate for yourself because, as always, you are the only one that will. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.